It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
You know, one of the weird places my mind went when I saw that Drake May was starting on Sunday?
I gotta confess. Yeah.
I wonder what that post-game handshake conversation is going to be like between CJ Stroud and Drake May after all the stuff that happened with Caleb Williams.
I think we kind of ruined it, man.
We might have, or is he just going to say, hey, young fella. Hey.
I don't think he's going to do it now, man. Now,
keep in mind, before the draft, or maybe it was before the season, he was on a podcast, CJ. I was talking about Drake May is his favorite player, you know, got great arm talent, all this other stuff. Is he going to put his arm around him, you know? Like, I'm just intrigued by the post-game handshake for Sunday's game.
I have no idea where he's going, but I think he's probably right. He's probably going to be real aware of that now after what happened with Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going
to
be
aware. He'll probably talk to him once they get dressed and all that stuff.
But he was like sincere. He said he was sincere. I was just, I wasn't trying to. What did you say, big boy him?
Yeah, but for the simple fact that he had to address that, it's like, man, I wasn't trying to do that. I think now he's going to watch himself and probably not do it.
Young fella, take it from me. You got a good future in this league.
Hey, come here. Look at me. Come here.
Yeah, come here. Talking come to here. You. Yeah, come back here. I got something else to say.
Yeah. Watch this. These
are my confessions. One of the things that's happening right now is I think I need a new computer.
You need a new computer?
Yes, uh-oh. Because quite a few times during the course of having these...
You said that the other day.
You see, it's frozen up right now.
It is frozen up.
It's frozen up. All right. Mm-hmm. But I got to confess, I think I really do enjoy the idea of a no-nickname team. Remember we were there with Washington?
Washington football team.
Oh, yeah. I love that name, man. Yeah.
And I feel like I knew that they had to change that because you were actively shifting away from a nickname that you thought was a slur. And so in order to change people from saying that name, you give them a different name for them to say, right?
Yeah.
That is not the case with the Utah Hockey Club.
Oh,
who,
that's what they are?
Yeah, they moved that team from Arizona to Utah. I think Ryan Smith actually is the owner now. You know, he's the governor of the Jazz. And right now in the transition period before they announce a name, they are operating as the Utah Hockey Club.
I bet it grows on you.
Oh, I'm certain it does. Yeah. I'm certain it does.
Yeah.
They seem to be enjoying it quite a bit.
Yeah.
In fact, they got their win in their debut yesterday as the hockey season is underway.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at that and I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I love it. Like, I love it. Like, don't even worry about a nickname. Just be the Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah.
Man.
Remember when they used to say the they don't do it as much anymore, the New York Football Giants?
Yeah.
I used to always like that, like the Washington football team.
I like that, man.
Yeah, I do too. Should do more of that. I like the hockey club.
Yeah. So I'm all in. I understand that there's a lot of folks that, especially like in a very American mindset, not saying I'm not American, but I know I watch a lot of soccer, and so that kind of filters in the way I view this. I know there's like, no, it needs to be, you know, place and, you know, the team nickname.
Well, they have FC all over soccer.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
And so you end up with just kind of the club names, Arsenal, Chelsea, right? Dynamo Group is a great, I can't say that one.
No.
But like... Yeah, Utah Hockey Club. I'm with it.
I'm with it too.
I'm in.
Watch this. These are
into my confession. I gotta give a happy belated birthday to R.L. Stein. Remember R.L. Stein?
Ah, Goosebumps.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Look, I rent. So he's 81 years old. I feel like he's a GOAT. He's a legend in the game. And I gotta confess, I'm gonna play this. This is the intro for Goosebumps.
Yeah.
This, I gotta confess, this intro used to scare the crap out of me.
Agreed. Yep.
Somebody posted the intro recently. And I'm like, man, this looks so cheesy. But I don't know why this used to scare me so much. Mm-hmm. Like trying to watch this 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was just so creepy, man. Mm-hmm. But as a grown man, I'm like, why was I scared of this?
Well, that's what happens. That's what happens. So he's how old?
81. Man.
Yeah,
81, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. He used to have these books going crazy at the at the book fair.
Oh, yeah. People love
trying to save our money for this. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, salute the Goosebumps, man.
Salute the Goosebumps.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed Goosebumps from a distance. Like, I read a little bit, and I was like, nah, this is not my ministry. This is not my
Some
call,
of those episodes was a little scary, though, man.
A little bit.
I remember it was an episode, I guess a dad was... He was turning into a plant.
Yeah.
So his hair was growing leaves and all that. So he was walking around with a ball cap on. And like, why you got that weird cap on? And he was going in the basement and all this other stuff. It was
Children's
wild,
Twilight
man.
Zone is basically what
Pretty much.
Yeah, no. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta admit, this occurred to me last night as I'm watching the Fernando Tatis home run. First of all, he's a bad dude, but I like when players pimp home runs a lot more in the postseason. It just feels like appropriate
because every individual play means
every
so much.
Every pitch, everything. Like a lot of times when I get it, it's not like I'm gonna rant about it or anything. But a lot of times in the regular season, when somebody pimps a home run, I'm like just run around the bases, just. End it. Just go get your home run. Go get your high five. When someone pimps, did you see him? He stood in there for 2 seconds, a full.
Nah, it was like 4 or 5 seconds.
It might have been
man.
Like he hit that home run. He just stood in the batter's box and just staring at it. And I
admired his work.
I was loving it. I don't know what postseason pimping is a lot better than this.
Hey, he looked like G Money from New Jack City when he made that free throw.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah,
that was. Badass and like normally in the regular season I'm like get around the bases fella. This was all I was like yeah man.
I love when players pimp home runs man. I think that brings a little more entertainment. Now I know pitchers get a little pitchers and players get a little sensitive over it.
Yeah,
but I think to me I think you should celebrate like that.
Well, should be reserved for the postseason.
I agree with that. Yeah. But I don't know, man.
I enjoy it. And I maybe it's just me being understanding myself. But I'm like, yo.
You'd be pimping it?
Home runs look so damn hard. Yeah.
Pimping it, just slamming like,
do you understand what I just did? That man is throwing 99 at me, and I sent that into the crowd. Boy, no. I'm sitting here and appreciating that.
Yeah.
He hit that ball properly,
talk some mess, man. I love that.
I loved it. I was just laughing. I was like, go. go Fernando. Plus, he's just a fun player.
He really is. Yeah. And then what I think that also brings is that brings the competition out of these cats. Because when they do get upset, now we going. Now let's play some baseball.
And honestly, too, I like when pitchers, when they get that last strikeout.
Oh, yeah.
They be fist pumping or they be pointing to the dugout.
Yeah.
Like, I like that type of stuff, man.
It's just better in the postseason,
though. Yeah, of course, I agree.
Everything better in the postseason.
Right. That's right. The drinks are better in the postseason.
You're right.
A doggone single is better in the postseason. Man, when you hear a single, they hit a single, man, that crowd be going nuts.
Crazy.
And I'll be like, it's just the first inning. That sound, even the crack of the bat sound better in the postseason.
Damn, now I'm just excited for the end of the show so I can go watch postseason
I'm
baseball.
Telling you, man.
Sick. Watch this. There are some things in sports discourse that really upset me. And one of them I have remembered again because one of my homeboys has been annoying the hell out of me with this in the group chat. And that is Team of Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
The idea of a Team of Destiny. And it, you'll find this over time is just similar things with me upset me because you can't nail that down. And he is doing the thing. He's good at trolling me, though. he's doing the thing where he's having it bounce around because for him, he identified this. And to his credit, probably about 2 weeks to a month before the end of the season that the Tigers were a team
of
destiny.
You were going
to
talk about
because the Tigers. I mean, he was watching that Tigers run, and maybe that's why I was so staunchly against the idea that the Tigers would do real damage to the Astros. Look at me being a fool. But he's like, Tigers, team of destiny. And now the Tigers in the postseason here, and he is flipping over to the other side being like, well, over there, that's the team of destiny now, too. They're a team of destiny, right? The Guardians are the team of destiny.
Oh, well, that's
now the Tigers
hard.
Are a team of destiny. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Pick a side.
None of this makes sense to me.
There's the second best team in the AL.
Yeah, pick a side. that too, but yeah.
So, yes, now apparently the Guardians are the team of destiny. The Tigers are a team of destiny, and I'm just upset because I don't know what the hell we're talking
about. That's a cop out.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I will roll with the Tigers for sure, man, because they came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like, the last time I checked, I'm like, damn, they over 500? Damn, they in the playoff run?
Even then, the idea, like, even breaking this back down away from my homeboy's nonsense, the idea of a team of destiny is very frustrating.
I don't like it. I don't like the term.
I just kind of hate the notion that there is some level of like a higher power than orchestrating this for this. Nah, they just playing really good baseball. And I think we should appreciate that.
Exactly. I will say this, like for the Tigers to actually beat the Guardians the last game.
And oh yeah,
with one of the best closers in the world. Like this dude blew a save, Class A blew a save, and that was his first blown save since like August.
Yeah,
that made me start thinking like, man, maybe this team.
No,
is
I think
the
you
Cinderella
can use that
team.
Term like descriptively. They look like a team of destiny, like they're going to get it done. But I don't think it's like legit. You know, some higher power rested their hands on their shoulders.
And again, you know what? Maybe I'm just lashing out because he's been blowing on my phone behind this innocent. Yeah, I'm sick. I'm sick of Team of Destiny.
Mm-hmm. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Man, I got to confess, I think I'm a little worried about my mother, man.
Uh-oh.
So, Monday when I was out sick, you know, it was my birthday and I was out sick and I didn't get a call from my mother.
Oh.
And this was the first time in a long time I didn't get a call from my mother.
Oh, y'all, so you usually get a birthday call.
She used to be the first one to call me or second.
That hurts.
Early in the morning. So I ain't hear from her. I'm like, you know, no big deal. You know? The next day, she texts me like 3 a.m. and said, call me. And I ain't see the text until like 5 a.m. when I woke up. So I tried to call her. She ain't answered. Then I called again. And she was just like, yeah, I tried to call you on your birthday. I'm like, no, you didn't. Like, I didn't get a call. And then later on in that conversation, she slipped up and pretty much said, yeah, I think I got kind of confused because I thought it was the 8th. And because so I think she forgot my birthday.
Wow.
She did.
She forgot what day my birthday was.
I mean, I'm not trying to cast aspersions here, but she did.
Yeah, that's the first time ever.
That hurts, though, man.
Yeah, my mom, I was just like, oh, man.
Used to do the same thing. First one in the morning. you know, and then a couple times she would, whatever, forget, and just like, oh, that hurts inside.
Yeah, because, like, it hurt from, like, multiple different ways, yeah. too, because, of course, it hurt that she forgot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it hurt, I'm like, oh, she getting older now. She can't remember how she used to. She
Maybe, but I think she just forgot. I mean, it happens.
No, but see, she texted me early that morning, like, she was trying to get a head start on the birthday.
Yeah,
was,
yeah.
And then she like, oh, I tried to call, you ain't answer.
Maybe she listened to you. She was like, yeah, maybe it should be the 8th now.
Maybe she
yeah.
was listening to the show because the day before or the week before, it was like Thursday or Friday. I said, I think your birthday is the 8th, isn't it? And you corrected me.
Yes,
that it was
that's
the 7th.
That's notably what parents do is listen.
They
to,
listen to the show and they the show. She thought I was right.
Hey, I got a different type of parents. my mama don't even know the name of the show I'm on. Once in a while she text me or call. Hey, what show is you on again? Because she's trying to show one of her friends.
Oh, I bet she's bragging. She calls bragging. It all sorts of hilarious things. That's the best instance when a parent is not quite sure what a thing is and they just decide that this is the name that they're going to call it. I bet she calls this show also.
She have no idea, man. She is like disconnected from the world, mm-hmm. man. Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
You good, Lopez?
I'm good.
I'm good as well. That's our Lunchtime Confessions here in the Loop. That is the name of the show, mind you.
Yeah.
Here on Sports Radio 610. And
that's the station.
That is the name of the station.
I told that multiple times. So
Shout out to mom. Shout out to all moms, in fact, just to do it. Just because. Now, we're getting some updates from practice as the Texans are practicing, getting themselves ready for the Patriots this weekend. And Joe Mixon is not at practice. So we go again in trying to figure out. There you go. We will again be on the path of trying to figure out what the running game looks like, at least when it comes to who's toting that rock, as we veer towards Sunday in Foxborough versus the Patriots. Right now, all we know. Joe Mixon, not a practice. Let's see if we can get you some more information there. But also, let's see if we can do a little NFL overreaction or not coming off of week 5 of NFL football. We'll do that next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.